The Osgood File, sponsored by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's testosterone run amok. First, it was Tour de France winner Floyd Landis. Now, another male athlete has been caught with too much male hormone. Apparently, that's the way it is with us American men. We're just too much man. Or could it be something else? More after this from Charlie. Justin Gatlin, 6'1", 180 pounds, Brooklyn native, runs 100 meters in 9.76 seconds, enough to beat the old world record by 1/100th of a second. And now, it turns out that back in April, he failed a drug test. Too much testosterone. The artificial kind, according to the test. And because he also failed a drug test in 2001, this could mean a lifetime ban from the sport. Gary Makowicki, who runs the National High School Athletic Coaches Association, says Gatlin was a role model, and he let the sport down. But why do they look up to these professional athletes? Because they break records, that's why, by being 1/100th of a second faster. What does that mean exactly? At that speed, it means 4 inches. He's running at close to 23 miles an hour, which in some cities would put him in the carpool lane, and he's trying to finish 4 inches ahead of the other guy. If there's a limit to how fast a human can run, there's a good chance that the unjuiced human body has finally reached it, which means we're getting to the point where the 100-meter record could stand forever, which means no new champions, unless an athlete becomes temporarily turbocharged, even if it means risking a lifetime ban. Because if you want to be on top, and you're getting older, and your time runs out before you make up those 4 inches, it's not much different from a lifetime ban. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, July 31st, 2006.